Hi, my name is George Danos.
And you live in?
Champaign.
Okay. George, tell me about the auditor's office, the county auditor's office, as you see it. And just give me an idea, because I think it's something that a lot of people draw a blank with. Okay. What does the county auditor's office do?
The county auditor is charged with making sure that the bills are paid in a way that is in accordance with our statutes and bylaws and guidelines. So in many ways, he or she is a compliance officer. But I also think that the county auditor is one of a trifecta of budget officers alongside the county treasurer and the county administrator. Those three full-time county officers have to be intimate with the budget and very, very good with the data.
In some counties, and certainly in some governments, these offices would be combined in some way. Why is it a good thing not to do that, or to have the auditor as a separate office?
Well, Champaign County had a referendum to decide that, and by 55-45, it was felt that the auditor's independence from the county board was secured by being elected and independently of the county board, which, if it were conflated with another position, would be appointive. There's an argument for that because if you're an auditor, sometimes you have to confront people who work at the county over the way vendor relationships went. So that independence is secured by being independently elected.
Is it an office that the voters can keep up with outside of criminal malfeasance and maybe charges or indictments coming down? How do voters know how the auditor is doing?
That's a great question. You know, it usually is a low-profile job. Now, that has changed. The position of county auditor has become interesting in recent years, and that was due to journalistic diligence, I think. Anyone who goes to the county board meetings or the committee of the whole meetings is going to see the interface of all county officers with the county board members. And so you can make an assessment that way as a voter. Besides that, I think that it can be subtle. You wind up having to get evaluations of the county auditor from elected officials like the county board members. But basically, you're the fourth estate, right?
I think that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to keep up on us. Yeah. You have to keep up on all elected and appointed officials to make sure that they're doing due diligence.
Mm-hmm. You know, running in the Democratic primary, you're potentially running against Tony Fabry.
Or
if not, I assume you've sensed an opportunity just because of the controversies around his office. How do you rate his performance?
How do I rate his performance? Listen, I think that before you get into some of the possibilities for being a terrific auditor, where you could be creative and consulting with the board, making sure that you head off any budget crises and things like that. And that's why I think a good person with a solid financial background should run for county auditor. You've got to be there. You've got to be accessible. You've got to confer with other people in the Brookings building and with the elected county board officials. So at the very least, I think he has not discharged the duty of being accessible. Being incommunicado is the antithesis of that.
Okay. The staff by themselves can't do it, is what you're saying.
That's not their responsibility. You know, they're there 8 to 5 crunching numbers, and when issues come up that are political in nature or involve a conflict of interest, that is the duty of the county auditor to engage in collaboration or confrontation along those lines. They shouldn't have to be attending county board meetings in the evenings and hammering those things out. So no, it should not be left to them, not at all. I would definitely want to front for the staff.
So with Auditor Danos in office, what would county officials see different? What do you want to bring to the office? What would the public see?
The officials at the county building would know that I would be conferring with them about increases in expenditure in different budgets and possibilities for revenue enhancement, just to make sure that we have a tight budget. We're mandated to have a balanced budget. When it comes to the individual expenditures, that's an ongoing thing. That's the traditional and the very baseline role for the auditor, where you make sure that, that all the disbursements are done in compliance with our law. They'd see me more often, that's for sure, and I think I'd be starting some interesting conversations to secure the fiscal health of the county in a difficult economic environment.
Is it, you know, is how is the auditor's job a proactive job as far as affecting financial operations, or is it meant to be more of a reactive job to say, no, don't do that?
That's what I'm saying. I think that that is the minimal job description to be reactive and to look for red flags and say, ah, you know, $5,000 was dispersed to a subcontractor who might be who's related to someone. That's okay. I mean, you have to do that, certainly, but I don't know if it justifies the full additional FTE that is the county auditor's job. So I think that the proactive component, as you refer to it, is one dependent on the character and the quality of the candidate running for that office. And I, in my private sector experience, I've done forensic auditing, I've done financial analysis, and I've done forecasting. So I think there is room to be creative, and I would like to bring all those faculties and those expertises to bear at the for the use of my county.
Just a side light, make sure I know what FTE stands for.
Oh, I'm sorry, full-time employee.
Full-time employee, of course. And the things you're talking about, are these things which are, you know, in the legal boundaries of the office, would you automatically have the authority to do these things, or are these things that you essentially have to work out and get the cooperation of county officials, to have to convince them to work with you?
No, absolutely right. That's not a statutory requirement, nor is there any authority given the auditor to, say, strike a line item, for example. I think that would be an unofficial but realistic part of an engaged auditor's set of duties and his bailiwick.
What professional background experience would you bring to the job?
Well, my education here at the University of Illinois, and I'm an alum, was a bachelor's in economics with a minor in finance, and my master's was in actuarial science, which is the mathematics of assessing risk and managing risk in the finance and insurance industries. I did work in life insurance for a short interlude in the Chicago area, and I came back to work at Christie Clinic and at Personal Care HMO, where I did financial analysis, including forensic auditing, and had some very creative assignments that were necessary to maintain the long-term solvency of the institutions and to restructure contracts. So these are some things that would be very useful experiences in the county auditor's office.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the auditor isn't the same, doesn't need the same exact technical skills of the auditor's staff.
Correct.
To what degree does it help, I guess?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there has been some discussion that perhaps we need a CPA to be the county auditor. If it's an elective position, it's awfully hard to guarantee that you would successfully recruit CPAs to run for that office. You can't do that. I also think that you would be duplicating the abilities of the current staff CPA. In other words, she does a fine job. The county auditor should complement her by bringing something else to the job, and that's what I do. The kind of assignments I have were not strictly accounting. They were looking for being creative, looking for solutions in a budget that's in crisis.
Okay. The auditor's post, does party affiliation matter? Does it matter if there's a Democrat or a Republican in any political context, or is just the person who is the auditor that matters first?
The job comes first. The main thing is that you're a good auditor, and I was motivated to run because I think I'm auditorial. The fact that it's an elective office to maintain the independence of the office does require that you have a party affiliation and some conviction. So I know what those are, and I've declared myself a Democrat and have worked as a Democrat in the past. I think it's a secondary consideration. I had a follow-up thought on that, but we'll let that go.
Okay. At this point, as far as I know, the only declared Republican candidate is John Farney. I don't know if you would compare yourself to him at this point as far as if you won the primary, who would be the better?
Oh, sure. John Farney seems to be a good, dutiful civil servant, does a terrific job in the county clerk's office, and I don't see why he should depart.
Okay. Where are you right now? I get to take you circulating ballot petitions.
That's correct. I've got my petitions. I've got them with me. I'm over the minimum required, but I'd like to collect more than that before I submit them.
Remind me, what's the deadline for getting those in?
The deadline is December 5th, I believe. November 28th is the first day you submit them.
Okay, so you have some time yet to...
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff you do on a campaign.
Okay. How important, you know, in terms of how important an election for auditor do you think this is going to be to people in the county who might be, you know, when it comes to party financial support and just interest and whatever funds you can raise for the campaign? Because you're going to, looks like you'll maybe up against two people in the primary and then a possible general election.
I have spoken to a number of prominent Democrats, and several of them have indicated a willingness to support me financially. So I'm not worried about that. It was not my primary concern. I think that because this office is as high profile now as it is, that voters will be pretty well attuned to the actual merits of the candidates. And I'm very confident that I can make the case that I'd be the best county auditor.
Okay. And you can you assure voters that they won't be reading about your, essentially your email trail or lack of it in the News Gazette?
Yeah, I can assure you of that. I think that the county auditor position is a terrific one. I think I'm very well suited to it. I'd be excited to take it. And who wouldn't want to get there every day at 8 in the morning? It's a terrific job. I'd have respect for it, not contempt.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I should ask your age.
I'm 46.
46.
I remembered my follow-up on the partisan question.
Yes.
Traditionally, there has been the argument that it's good to have a watchdog auditor who is of the opposite party from the dominant party in the county, basically the majority on the county board. I think that things have changed a little bit, that the auditor's position in tough economic times may be enhanced, unofficially, of course, to go beyond the mere watchdog role. And you do want to have an active trifecta of budget officers, sometimes going against the typical, stereotypical party sensibility requires that you have a good working relationship with the county board majority. Okay, so sometimes there's confrontation, but sometimes collaboration's needed.
Mm-hmm. And as auditor, how much are the financial operations you're working with involved with the county board as compared to the other county elected officials?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean that maybe a certain part of the budget is controlled by the county board, but maybe other certain part of budget, or at least their financial operations, is controlled by the sheriff, the state's attorney, the treasurer, the recorder of deeds, the circuit clerk.
Right. That's absolutely true. The general corporate fund is in the $30 million range, whereas the total county expenditures are about $120 million. And many of the expenditures are not discretionary at all. So the auditor, all the budget officers, they have more power over certain areas of the budget than they do over others. Nevertheless, it's not chump change. $30 million is plenty. You have to have a good solid officer to make sure that that's well spent and shepherded correctly.
But as auditor, you have to work with all of these sectors of county government as well.
Absolutely, and that's why you have to be in the office.
Okay, Mr. Danos, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.